الرحيمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Once an Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala was asked that, "Oh Imam, tell us, why do you seem to be so content all the time? We find you to always be happy. You never seem to be overcome with anxiety or distress or worry. You're enjoying this contented life. What is the secret to this happiness?" Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith that al-ghina ghina al-nafs, that true wealth, true affluence, true richness and wealth, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is the contentment of the heart. If your heart is content and satisfied, then no matter how much of the material things of this world you possess, you will be content and happy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you are the richest man that's alive. So someone asked Imam Hassan al-Basri, what are the keys to this contented life that you live? So he says, there are four things. There are four things. Today we'll discuss the first. He says, عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ رِزْقِي لَا يَأْخُذُهُ غَيْرِي فَاطْمَأَنَّ قَلْبِي. Says, number one, you know, today many of us concern for our rizq, concern of our income, concern of our livelihood is what has robbed us of contentment. Sometimes that is what, many a times. So he says, I understood and I realized that my rizq has been decreed, it belongs to me, and no one else is going to snatch it away from me. Once I believed that, and I've developed the conviction in that, he said, Fatma anna qalbi, my heart became content. And this is what we need to understand and realize, that our rizq and sustenance, yes, we are required to go out and search for our sustenance and look for our rizq. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, and Allah has taught us, that our rizq has been decreed for us. That Allah has decreed it. What we are to get, we are not going to get any more than that, and we are not going to get any less than that. So he says, once you have believed in this, and you have understood it, and firmly recognized it, then he says you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your heart with contentment, because you will be happy with what you received. You know that no one else has taken away from me anything. This is what I was supposed to get. So you are content and you are happy with that. You weren't going to get any more, no matter how much harder you worked. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding.